With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. So much for the Democrats' suggestion that President Trump has been issuing illegal orders to members of the military. Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan tells ABC's This Week that she is not aware of things that are illegal. One of the Democrats involved in a video project that encourages military personnel to disobey orders from the commander-in-chief. Quoting Secretary of State Marco Rubio, "I think we made a tremendous amount of progress," America's top diplomat referring to the latest round of Ukraine peace talks.
"We're working through making some changes, some adjustments, in the hopes of furthering narrowing the differences and getting closer to something that both Ukraine and obviously the United States are very comfortable with. Obviously, this will ultimately have to be signed off of by our presidents, although I feel very comfortable about that happening given the progress we've made."
The BBC's Peter Bowes has the White House perspective.
The statement is short on detail, but it says the talks were focused and respectful. In a summary of the negotiations, the White House said the Ukrainian representatives believed the updated draft of the peace plan reflected the country's national interests, with enforceable mechanisms to safeguard its security in the near and long term.
President Trump has set a Thanksgiving deadline for Ukraine to sign off on the U.S.-brokered peace plan. In the air, on the roads and the rails, millions of Americans will be getting away this holiday week. The FAA is preparing for its busiest Thanksgiving in 15 years, with more than 360,000 flights scheduled. And the TSA expects to screen more than 17.8 million people. Best keep an eye on the weather, though. Unsettled weather in the form of heavy rain or snow, possible thunderstorms and high winds could complicate travel across a wide swath of the country this week. Dow futures down 32. This is SRN News. A Christian legal group is making a list and checking it twice.
Liberty Counsel is urging believers not to do their Christmas shopping at retailers who refuse to even mention the holiday in their advertising. And so they have released their annual Naughty and Nice list, so Christians can vote with their feet. Amongst those who censor Christmas are Barnes & Noble, Big Lots, Walgreens, and Nordstrom's. On the Nice list, retailers who mention Christmas, you will find Hallmark, Best Buy, Lowe's, Target, Walmart, and Macy's. You can see the complete list, both of them, at lc.org. Michael Harrington reporting.
Anti-Semitic incidents in the Czech Republic reached record levels last year. In its annual report, the Federation of the Jewish Communities says it registered 4,700 anti-Semitic incidents in 2024. That's almost 9% more than the year before. The Federation says that the Czech Republic has been no exception to a global explosive wave of anti-Semitism. SRN News. Bird flu and another disease have shrunk the U.S. turkey population to a 40-year low this year. Wholesale turkey prices are expected to be up more than 40% as a result, but shoppers preparing for Thanksgiving may not see higher prices because many grocers are offering discounted or even free turkeys to get customers in the door. A one-time big league baseball star is off the hook.
Former New York Mets star Daryl Strawberry says God set him free when he was pardoned by President Trump recently. Strawberry thanked the president during a sermon Sunday in Tulsa. He was pardoned for tax evasion and drug charges. Strawberry says he credits his strong Christian faith for his transformation and sobriety. He became friends with Trump on Celebrity Apprentice in 2010. Jason Walker reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.